Welcome to 5 at 8. I'm Mark Overman, and I'm here with Linda Carlisle on Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Here's the day's top news. In this episode, we will talk about Israel's military targeting Hamas militants at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital, tensions rising in the Middle East, U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, the Novo Nordisk Foundation funding a new AI supercomputer, Chinese regulators accusing Evergrande of financial fraud, North Korea testing a new hypersonic missile, and the World Meteorological Organization warning of another record-hot year in 2024. Story number one. Israel's military targets Hamas militants at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital, causing casualties. Tensions rise in the Middle East with Israeli troops aiming to control Gaza-Egypt border and diplomatic efforts to prevent war with Lebanon. U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria target Iranian-linked militants in retaliation for an attack in Jordan, as reported by Washington Post. Do you remember, Linda, back in the 80s when the U.S. was dealing with a similar situation in the Middle East? It was a delicate balancing act back then, and it seems like we're dealing with the same issues now. It's a tough spot for any administration, honestly. On one hand, you have to protect your citizens and service members, but on the other, the potential for escalation is high. It's like walking a tightrope, isn't it?
Yes, Mark. It's a delicate balance indeed. And the complexities of the situation can't be understated. Just consider the Israeli operation at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. The Israeli military cites intelligence about Hamas militants, and yet, the humanitarian consequence is severe. Communications cut, people injured or killed. It's a stark reminder of how intertwined these military and humanitarian crises can be.
Yeah, it's a real mess. It reminds me of that phrase, the fog of war. It's never as clear-cut as we'd like it to be. And then you've got the potential violation of the 1979 peace treaty if Israeli troops take control of the Gaza-Egypt border crossing. It's like a domino effect, isn't it? One action leads to a chain reaction of responses.
And I think it's crucial to note that these actions aren't isolated. The U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, for instance, are a response to an attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. It's a web of interconnected events and decisions. And each decision can have far-reaching implications, not only for those directly involved, but also, perhaps, for the stability of the region as a whole.
And let's not forget about the humanitarian aspect. Half the population in Gaza is facing famine-like conditions, according to the UN. It's heartbreaking, really. You've got to wonder, where's the line? When does the cost become too high?
It's a profound question, Mark, and one without easy answers. Perhaps it's a reminder for us all, both as individuals and as nations, to approach these situations with empathy, with a deep understanding of the complex realities on the ground, and with a commitment to finding solutions that prioritize the well-being of all involved.
Story number two. In a report from CNN, the Novo Nordisk Foundation is funding the construction of a new AI supercomputer aimed at accelerating scientific discoveries in drug discovery and treatment. The supercomputer, named Gefion, will be one of the most powerful in the world and will be available for use by researchers in Denmark. Powered by NVIDIA's AI technology, the supercomputer is expected to be ready for pilot projects by the end of the year. This initiative highlights the potential of AI to speed up scientific research. As seen in previous collaborations, such as Microsoft's discovery of a new battery material in a matter of weeks. Is this not just incredible, Linda? The Novo Nordisk Foundation funding this super-powered AI computer is a game-changer. The sheer computational power at hand could revolutionize drug discovery and disease diagnosis. Imagine the potential of such a machine, able to process vast amounts of data at lightning speed. It's like giving a scientist a super-powered microscope.
And it's not just about the speed, but the precision as well. Like how Microsoft's AI models enabled the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory to sift through millions of potential inorganic materials to land on a promising few in just 4 days. It's akin to finding a needle in a haystack. But in this case, the needle could be a life-saving treatment or a breakthrough cure.
Right, Linda. And let's not forget the role of NVIDIA in this project. Their latest chip technology is going to power this supercomputer. And NVIDIA is a leading player in the tech industry. It's like the best of the best coming together for this project. The collaboration of such giants gives me, high hopes for the outcomes.
Yes. And this is a great example of how technology and healthcare are increasingly intertwined. The potential to speed up scientific research is enormous, but we also need to consider the ethical implications. As we move towards faster and more efficient drug discovery and disease diagnosis, we need to ensure that these advancements are accessible and beneficial to all, not just a privileged few.
Couldn't agree more, Linda. The balance between rapid advancement and equitable distribution is key. It's like, you can't just have a fast car. You gotta make sure everyone gets a ride. And let's hope that the Novo Nordisk Foundation, with its funding, keeps that in mind. So, here's to the future of healthcare, eh?
Yes, Mark. Here's to a future where technology not only accelerates discovery, but also fosters inclusivity and equity in healthcare. That's a future we can all look forward to.
Story number 3. In a report from CNN, Chinese regulators have accused Evergrande and its founder of inflating revenues by $78 billion, leading to the country's biggest financial fraud case. The company faces a penalty of $580 million, and its founder was fined $6.5 million and barred from the securities markets for life. Six other executives were also fined for their involvement in the fraud. There's no denying that this Evergrande scandal is big news, Linda. We're talking about the largest financial fraud case in mainland China's history here. It's a clear example of how certain companies abuse the freedom and opportunities of the free market system. While I'm a firm believer in capitalism, it's disheartening to see such flagrant disregard for ethical business practices.
Yes, Mark. The scale of the alleged fraud is certainly alarming. However, I wouldn't see this as an abuse of the free market system per se. Rather, this is a failure of corporate governance and regulatory oversight. It's a reminder of how crucial it is for businesses to uphold their responsibility to all stakeholders, not just to their bottom line.
Well, I can't argue with you there, Linda. Corporate governance is key. But let's not forget the role of personal ethics in business. Xu Jiayin, Evergrande's founder, didn't just stumble into this mess. He made conscious decisions that led to this financial fraud. It's a stark example of when unchecked ambition and greed can lead.
That's true, Mark. But it's also important to highlight that these instances of corporate fraud aren't isolated incidents. They're symptoms of systemic issues within the financial industry. We see this pattern repeating itself, from the Enron scandal to now Evergrande. We need to address these root causes if we want to prevent such cases in the future.
I can agree with that, Linda. But we also have to consider the potential ripple effects of this scandal. Evergrande isn't just any company. It's a major player in the global economy. This scandal could have serious implications on international financial stability and investor confidence.
The global ramifications of this scandal cannot be underestimated. It's a stark reminder of our interconnected world. Actions taken in one part of the world can have ripple effects elsewhere. It underscores the importance of international cooperation in financial regulation and crisis management.
Story number 4. In a report from Al Jazeera, North Korea has successfully tested a solid fuel engine for its new intermediate-range hypersonic missile, signaling progress in developing more powerful weaponry capable of hitting targets further away, including Guam. Leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test at the Sohae satellite launching ground. The missile's strategic value was emphasized, with a timetable set for completing its development. This follows Kim's announcement in 2021 to modernize the military and develop technologically advanced weapon systems. The use of solid fuel engines allows for quicker launches and easier concealment. Hypersonic weapons fly at speeds over 5 times the speed of sound, posing challenges to regional defense systems. North Korea has been conducting provocative missile tests, prompting responses from the U.S. and South Korea. It's quite alarming, isn't it, Linda? This news about North Korea continuing to develop and modernize their missile technology?
It's a significant development. The successful testing of a solid fuel engine for their new type intermediate range hypersonic missile indicates progress in their efforts to build a more powerful and agile missile. This could potentially strike further away targets.
So, essentially, we're looking at a missile that can be launched more quickly, be easily moved around, and harder to detect because of the solid fuel engine, right?
Yes, that's correct, Mark. Solid fuel missiles have those advantages over their liquid-fueled counterparts. And then, there's the hypersonic feature of the missile. These are designed to fly at speeds in excess of 5 times the speed of sound. If perfected, Such systems could pose a real challenge to regional missile defense systems because of their speed and maneuverability.
Sounds like a cause for concern. And Kim Jong-un seems to be quite confident about it, referring to the strategic value of the missile.
Definitely. The North Korean leader has emphasized the strategic importance of this intermediate-range missile in particular. He's even equated its value to that of intercontinental ballistic missiles that could target the U.S. mainland. This, no doubt, sends a strong signal to the international community.
And there's been a response, hasn't there, from the U.S., South Korea, and Japan?
Yes, Mark. These countries have responded by expanding their bilateral exercises and also trilateral drills. It's clear that in the face of such emerging threats, countries are adapting their military strategies. However, this situation further emphasizes the need for stringent regulations and diplomatic interventions to control the potential threats posed by such technological advancements to global security.
Story number 5. In a report from Al Jazeera, the World Meteorological Organization warns that 2024 is likely to be another record-hot year due to record-breaking increases in greenhouse gases and temperatures. Efforts to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius are falling short. The report highlights the urgent need for action to combat climate change. Whoa! This news from the World Meteorological Organization is really something, Linda. It's a red alert on global warming like we've never seen before. They're predicting a high probability that 2024 will be another record-hot year. It's like our planet is on the brink, as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said. Think about it. 90% of ocean waters experienced heatwave conditions last year. The glaciers are melting faster than ever, and we've got the lowest level of Antarctic sea ice ever recorded. It's clear that the climate crisis is escalating at an alarming rate.
Yes, Mark, it's deeply concerning. As the report suggests, the effects of climate change are being felt everywhere, not just in terms of temperature rise, but also through increased occurrences of heat waves, floods, droughts, wildfires, and tropical cyclones. These events are affecting lives and livelihoods globally. It's a distress call from Earth, indeed. And while it's important to note the cyclical nature of weather patterns, such as the El Niño events, the overall trend points towards a significant and inescapable increase in global temperatures.
But what caught my attention in the report was the mention of a glimmer of hope. That's the increase in renewable energy generation capacity from wind, solar, and water power. It rose nearly 50% from 2022 to 510 gigawatts. Now that's progress. It's a clear signal that we're moving in the right direction, even though there's still a long way to go.
I agree, Mark. The shift towards renewable energy is a positive sign. But the report also makes it clear that current efforts to combat climate change have been inadequate. The Paris Agreement's goal of limiting global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels seems more elusive than ever. And we must remember, this isn't just about temperature rise. These changes are disrupting ecosystems, threatening biodiversity, and exacerbating social and economic inequalities.
You're spot on, Linda. Climate change isn't just an environmental issue. It's a social, economic, and political issue, too. It affects everything from food security to migration patterns. And it's clear that we all need to do more, from individuals and businesses to governments and international organizations. The upcoming climate discussions in Copenhagen could be a crucial opportunity to push for greater climate action.
Yes. These discussions need to be grounded in the stark realities presented by reports like this one from the World Meteorological Organization. It's imperative that we move beyond political rhetoric and towards concrete action. The time for debating the existence of climate change is long past. Now, we need to focus on how we can mitigate its effects and adapt to this new reality.
That's it for this morning. Have a great day and see you all tomorrow.
5 at 8 is researched, written, and performed by artificial intelligence. For more information, visit botcaster.ai.